We are on the banks of Cache Creek, where we can actually see the water flowing by us now. The breeze is causing ripples to occur in the streamway. It's calm and peaceful. It's not like this all times of the year, though. In the wintertime, floodwaters rush down this area, and in fact, where we're standing right now would be underwater. Well, I can see something moving in the creek right now, and it could be an otter because we do have otters all along the creek. We also see beavers and muskrats. Those are some of the animals that the fur trappers came for in the early 1800s, and we still have a huge population here today. Cache Creek actually was named many, many years ago, and it started being called Cache Creek from the fur trappers that were along here, and they would store or hide their traps and furs along the creek, and in French that meant to cache them. So it started being called Cache Creek by the fur trappers, and that name has held to this day. This area has a very important use for agriculture. It provides the water to grow crops. Farming this land many, many years ago, of course, was very difficult. Nowadays, we have much more modern machinery that does a very efficient job. But when they first started farming, they used horses and mules to pull farm equipment. So it was very hot, hard work. And once channels were made, creek water was diverted, it just opened up the realm of agriculture as to what could be produced. When this site of the Cache Creek Nature Preserve was being farmed, the creek probably provided irrigation water for many of the crops. It could be diverted further upstream, and it would come down through what we call Gordon Slough, named for Mr. Gordon, who had the first land grant here. But that provided water for the fields here and for the livestock. This creek has always presented challenges to farmers farming along its banks because it is a natural stream and so it meanders. And so some years during high flows it will cut into a bank and eat up some of the land. It will erode and farmers will lose acres of land. It's a very flashy creek. The water rises rapidly and then it recedes rapidly. The creek water is very important to all of the farming operations in a large part of our county, mainly because this water is also diverted further upstream and provides irrigation. I think this part of the preserve really epitomizes what the preserve is all about. It's the connection to the creek and to the water itself flowing by, nourishing the plants, providing water for agriculture, providing groundwater recharge, and so many other beneficial things for the habitat. I think I love the beauty of the creek the best. Its changes throughout the day, throughout the seasons, it's always changing, but it's always beautiful.